The drama. The suspense. The emotions. The gang moments. Don't miss out on Nollywood movies and web series on YouTube with the YouTube Buffet Plan from MTN. You can enjoy over 10 hours of Nollywood content made for you. Sharply dial *312*800# to activate the YouTube Buffet Plan from MTN and start enjoying YouTube made for you. Ah, the drama. The suspense. The emotions. The gang moments. Don't miss out on Nollywood movies and web series on YouTube with the YouTube Buffet Plan from MTN. You can enjoy over 10 hours of Nollywood content made for you. Sharply dial *312*800# to activate the YouTube Buffet Plan from MTN and start enjoying YouTube made for you.
Dailies Today.
Dailies Today.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info Lagos. Good morning to you. Welcome to Dailies Today, the second part. I'm Sheriff Quadri, and we're live from our studios this morning. And joining me on the show,
we're live and alive.
Yes, we're live and alive.
We're live and alive. Yep. Morning, everybody. My name is Jimmy Disu.
All right, you can watch us live on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can be a part of the program. The table is full. This morning, let's start with this one here from the Vanguard. This story reads, NLC gives 17-point demand to Tinubu, suspends strike.
Okay, so the strike was supposed to have continued today, but it was in the wisdom of the NLC, it was suspended. And the leaders of the NLC suspended the nationwide strike. I'm reading from the Vanguard now. After the first day, saying its suspension was based on the fact that the street action achieved overwhelming success. I don't know what barometers or parameters were used in determining that, but the NLC should have been experienced enough to know whether they want to do a 1 day or they want to do a 2 day. These anticlimaxes affects the people who look forward to NLC. As a leader, if it's a 1 day, fair enough, there's no problem, then they know it's 1 day. But you're given an impression that it was 2 days, and then say, okay, no, it's enough now, that's enough. I guess what has happened in reality would have been some level of agreement with the powers that be. Sheriff, when I just looked at the whole situation yesterday, I imagined what life was like in the time of our ancestors, who were in their various lands. Of course, there was no Nigeria then, you know. And suddenly a ship appears in the horizon, and the ship probably would carry crew and a few people, maybe carry max, maybe 20, 30 people max. Okay, but and then they come, and before you know it, they start shipping your people. A distance of almost about 90 days by sea. They ship them, and your people keep pushing them, you know, in droves. Those who made the slave trade thrive are the blacks and not the whites. The blacks who kept pushing their own people. And so I looked at the mentality, and I asked myself, okay, did any ship birth in the white man's land to come to take them? If that had happened, they blow it out of the water. So I said to myself, a camel is created as a beast of burden. That's what we were told. Camels created as a beast of burden can go without water for 2 weeks. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, yes, of course.
Stores water. So
as reservoir,
I'm now wondering if we as black people, you know, are created just to be beasts of burden. And we, you know, it's so easy for us to be enslaved. We cry freedom. We do these things, but I don't think we love it. I don't think we need to thank those a few of us. I don't mean us alive now. I mean people who fought for independence. I mean they must have had a very strong resolve. What I'm saying so is that I looked at the activities of what happened yesterday across the board. Now this is not to blame the NLC or anybody, but I think that there is something within us that accepts a second slavery. You got your independence from the Oyinbo people. They bunched you together to form into various countries, whether you like it or not. Then they say they grant you independence in your own land. And how many years down the line, see what was happening in some countries in West Africa that the French were doing. The same thing is here. The same powers that be, whether it's Tinubu, Jonathan, Obasanjo, all of them, have held our people hostage. When there's a little form, sometimes even the protest is done on their behalf to give them a sense of satisfaction. Because I ask myself, okay, so what happened yesterday? What did it achieve? Very little. Like I don't know if I'm allowed to use the word on air. You know, what you do if you're not capable of, or you don't have, the environment is not right for you to do what nature allows you to do between two people, and you do something else. Because what we got, the various reactions, I mean, the cheek of it, the governor of Oyo State joined the protest in Oyo. There are people say we are hungry, we are suffering, the powers that be, the powers that be, okay, they're suffering our people. And then the governor now joins in Oyo State. Nobody could kick him out. Okay, what are you doing here? You shouldn't be protesting with us. You know, but then maybe as a human being, I ask for too much. Because it says that Makinde joined the process in Oyo, and he was saying that there is hunger and anger in the land. And then, of course, the presidency said that the protest was needless. It's probably the biggest insult we've been given as a people. You can say, rather, I would have thought the presidency would have said that, look, we've heard, we're glad you protested. We now see how much resolve you have. And the fact that we cannot feel your suffering, you come out and say what you people are doing is needless. Don't you find that insulting? I don't know why people in power believe that because they're in power, they can talk to you anyhow, treat you in any manner that you think, and virtually tell you to go to hell and do your worst. Okay, so I have other papers here on the protest. It says NLC gives 17-point demand to Tinubu and suspend protest. Part of the demand is we propose an immediate removal of the collection of levies, fees and dues and tolls from petty traders across the nation, immediate implementation of the October 2, 2023 agreement, immediate purchase and deployment of CNG electric buses. You remember these electric buses were promised us at the beginning.
Yeah.
They haven't arrived. Have you seen any?
No. I've seen, sorry. But I think that's the one I saw, I think, is by Lagos State Government.
Composition of a team of relevant stakeholders to monitor and supervise all federal government's intervention funds in the interest of Nigerian people. Reversal and suspension of further increases in school fees across the nation. A drastic reduction and removal of import duties paid on essential drugs. 17-point demand. You can go to the papers and see what that demand was. And we have reports from Imo. In Imo, protesters called for an end to hardship and hunger in the country. In Ebonyi, the NLC state chairman led the protesters. Excuse me, please. Led the protesters. And he said, Nigerian people are dying. We are suffering and smiling. In Anambra, the NOCA protesting workers decried withdrawal of the wage award announced by Soludo to cushion the effect. Excuse me, of fuel subsidy. Then we also have reports in Bayelsa. Apparently, the instruction by Wanyawu or Hanese was not heeded. This is in the East Kogi. Yes, in Kwara. Yes, Borno. The protest did not hold in Borno State, as the state NLC claimed the police commissioner prevented NLC members from joining the nationwide peaceful protest. Zamfara. In Guso, Zamfara State, leaders led the workers into the streets and marched to the office of the state's head of service. In Niger, similarly in Mina, Niger State, members of the state NLC joined their counterparts nationwide to kickstart the protest. And in Kano, In Kano, Kano state leaders of NLC and the protesting workers called on the federal government to stop taking advice from the IMF. This is very crucial. The IMF, the World Bank, and others insisting that some pieces of advice have been compounding the hardship faced by Nigerians. So, the trust, Daily Trust, with, you know, from the north, said cost of living crisis, NLC suspends protests, and they also report that Makinde joined the protest, and so on and so forth. You want to ask me something?
Nothing at all.
Really?
No. Why do you say?
No, from the way you were breathing, you know, I've studied you enough to know when.
Yes, you have.
Yes. You wanted to ask something, but you changed your mind.
No, nothing.
Or you wanted to tell me we should move to another story.
Yes.
Okay, all right. I knew you wanted to say something. But in conclusion, I find it laughable.
Yeah.
I find it laughable, you know, our culture here, when we see the actual truth and all we do is just dance around it. All these things that they're saying are part of the problem. The real problem, nobody addressed that.
What's the real problem?
If nobody addressed it, I'm not going to be the one.
Just mention, you're not to address it, to mention it.
Mention and addressing is the same thing.
Okay.
Like my people will say in Isaleko, it is not from my mouth.
That's what?
Dot, dot, dot. The real problem is fundamental. If you don't take care of that problem, you'll just be dancing in the sun. The real problem is that of capability. I make bold to say it. If you tell a Stansis guy to go and audit UAC accounts, what do you think is going to happen to him? It's capability across the board. And unless we are ready to face it, to face the truth, we will continue to waddle like this for another 3-4 years, and knowing the muggles that we are, we will extend it to 8 years. God help Nigeria. Let's move on to the next. That's the real major problem. Not because what you have, I saw another story, there are food stamps. That is not the problem.
We'll get to the food stamps.
To the food stamps. It's capability.
Right. Let's move on to the Metro page of the Punch and the City and Crime page of the Trust.
It's a whole lot this morning. We'll just breeze through it. Crime, again, takes the front burner. 6 dead in Anambra building collapse. NDLE intercepts single largest heroin consignment at Lagos Airport. Son to face trial for allegedly killing father in Plateau. 3 bodies recovered, 11 rescued as Lagos boat capsizes. Where is that? Must be Ikorodu. Sad.
Is that another one? Because the governor mentioned one the other day.
Okay, let me. It says three persons have confirmed drowned after a boat ferrying 14 passengers capsized along the Bishop Ikorodu channel. Same thing.
I think it's the same story.
The truth, again, we don't want to tell ourselves the truth. Those boats that you have running Ikorodu and that axis, they are not fit and proper for public transportation. Those are like fisherman boats, which we've just come. That's the honest to God truth. Not in any sane country would you see that kind of. But look at the vehicles we put on the road. So we shouldn't be surprised. That's where the problem lies. But if you ask the government now, they'll be thinking of those who have invested money in this thing, but rather than the safety of lives. Lives of our people. We don't put a premium on human life. Those boats should not be running. They are not fit and proper for public transport. And even a lot of the operators, how many times have I heard the boat stops halfway in the water? My good son, Normandy, he got entrapped. The one boat just stopped in the middle of the water and I was waiting for him here. He called me, my heart caught. And in the mid-water, they transferred them to another boat from Kano to Kano, mid-sea. And we've run public transportation before. Why the government can't put its foot down to get these things properly done, I just can't understand. We were in the days of Babakekere, the days of Kathleen and big ferry boats. Not those little pontoon canoes glorified canoes that you see that you see for running. Now, is one accident too many? Is one accident too many? Well, may the souls of those departed rest in peace. Aha! This is not pleasurable, but it's in the papers. A pastor of the Redeemed Christian, the Redeemed are in trouble these days. One of their pastors, Emmanuel Orekoya, was on Tuesday arraigned before the Ikeja Sexual Offences and Domestic Violence for raping and impregnating his own 17-year-old daughter.
Oh.
A Redeemed pastor. Well. I think that the Redeemed Church, in all honesty, and I'm not being critical of them, but the honest to God truth is that the elders and operators of that church need to go back again to the drawing board and do a lot of things to tidy up that. Maybe, for example, the expansion plan is backfiring on them. Maybe. But like the question, like the one that happened, the problem we have with the City of David, no statement has still come from the GO, from any authority in the church. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. And so they need to go back and get themselves recognized. It's been a big achievement so far. That's why they say handling success is the most difficult thing in life. Mm. Lagos received 7,500 petitions against land grabbers. So that's that. By the way, it is how many years that Chief Abodeni, he died in 1984. That should make it how many years?
84?
Yes.
That would be 39
years.
Yeah?
Yes, about that. Yes. And the point that he established with Samamuka, I think they're running their, would it be their 50th anniversary? Remember, I started my career at the point.
You said so.
I enjoyed working with him. What they were supposed to do about that, he was one of the most, even Samamuka, of course, you know, one of the most humble. So I was supposed to go out with him. He said I should come. He wants to take me out. And he said, Jyoti Jeon, but I've seen who won. He speaks to him. I've seen who won, Jyoti Jeon. But he just said, oh, Jeon, what do you do? And he got up, fried me an egg, made me sandwich, and my chairman, wow, gave me a little rat. And as he was doing it, there's this famous song that Trudy Ladner always likes playing back for me. It was as he was making the phrase, Jimmy Desu, or more dada.
He was
very happy to do it. Very humble man, Chief Abodeni.
Oh.
About Samamuka, the two of them. It's a pity that things went wrong with them, you know, at some point, which gave birth to the Vanguard.
Mm.
That's why when I left the pond and I went to work in an agency, I had to go back to working Vanguard for 2 years. When he started to pay my debt to Samamuka for the wonderful thing he did.
When is your memoir coming out?
My memoir, when I'm dead. My children will. Don't worry, I'll give the transcript to my lawyer. He'll publish it when I'm gone.
Okay.
That's if I go before him.
That's an important caveat.
Yeah, it's a caveat now. Total shutdown of Third Mainland Bridge begins. The Federal Ministry of Works says it will shut down the Third Mainland Bridge from Wednesday to Thursday. It's just for one day.
Yeah.
So I would advise that you find a way. This is today already. Yeah. Find a way, you know, to move around town. Woman remanded for assaulting police officer in Lagos. Who's the woman? A 26-year-old woman, Jennifer Omoregbe, you know, was remanded in prison for assaulting a female police officer, SP Comfort Oraga, in the Ajah area of Lagos. Okay, so it's all crime. Ekiti man charged with theft of cables and so on and so forth, 22 killed. It's all crime. Which is this last one here? Where's the story? This story is also there. A man, Sanusi Abubakar, who said Senator Remi Tinubu, the first lady, should be killed, has reached out to the Muslim Rights Concern, MURIC, retracted his words and apologized. Abubakar, who claimed to be an Islamic scholar, reached out to MURIC, withdrawing his wild, provocative, and misguided call for the killing of the wife of the president. I don't know if that ends it, and if a crime hasn't been committed, the list of it being threat, you know, to the office and the well, there's no office, but to the person of the First Lady. I don't support such things. I don't support such things at all. Whether she will take the apology and let it go, I don't know. Time will tell. But we need to control the things that we say in public. And like the one chief of defense said in one of the papers, when he said Nigerians should stop cursing, we shouldn't curse our leaders if we don't agree with them. Indeed, if you even want them removed, all you need to say is that, in my opinion, I think these persons should be removed. But you don't go about calling for a fatwa on that. You don't do that anywhere. And what he doesn't know, this man, is that this allegation that he made, this statement that he made, has gone viral. I want to see how he'll be able to go to another country. You know, because it would have been marked down.
Yeah.
This guy's not going anywhere in the Western world. Definitely not. His name just goes straight into the database. He puts in for a visa, the alarm goes up. I don't think he understands the implication of what he has done. But at least I am happy, that he has apologized. I'm happy that he has apologized.
I think apologies shouldn't be it. I think that there should be some sort of measures and steps being taken. Because I didn't get anything out of the presidency. I'm not sure they responded to it.
The presidency might not need to respond to it. They just pass it on to the security. It's an offense. It's threat. It's an offense. It's not, you can do the social one of apologizing, but it's a threat. To the person of all people, the first lady, I don't think that I don't think that should have happened at all.
Again, it brings to mind that particular notion of quite a number of people as to how the security agencies are more often than not reluctant to take actions on Islamic clerics from the northern part of the country, as against. In fact, clerics generally in this country, when clerics have been known to be making some very provocative statements.
Yes.
And nothing, is it that the clerics are, what now, demigods?
No, well, it's not just the clerics. A lot of our pastors too, you know, they might not make wild statements, but they also make statements that, is unexpected. I think our religious leaders have been overindulged.
Yeah.
And that's why you find me saying, for years, I've always said that this country is held down by a conspiracy of the political and religious leaders and the civil service. They've become part of our problem. They should be the solution. They've become part of our problem. Look at our pastors, too. Look at this cleric. The dangerous part is that because the state itself is not stable, because the state itself is not standing on firm ground, sometimes they have to pretend to overlook these things so as not to heat up the polity. Otherwise, this is a crime. In fact, I'll be surprised if it's not an international crime. That's a fatwa. This was what was used against, what's his name now, Salman Rushdie. It's a fatwa.
Yeah.
So that means that anybody, and there are people out there who might still be believing his own.
That's right.
Maybe we have a Nigerian running around here, a big guy running around here who beheaded a fellow Nigerian almost in public. The man is running all over the place giving suggestions as to how to solve the Nigerian problem. If you don't know, Google it. You remember the story of Akaluka?
Akaluka.
Is it Akaluka or Akaluka?
Akaluka.
Akaluka, whatever. Yes. Beheaded him. You know? And of course, you know, I don't need to tell you the punishment that should go with beheading, with killing self, not talk less of beheading. But so many things are happening, you know. The same thing. Look at also the rise of supposed subnational individuals and groups. Who take it upon the authority? Nigeria is in chaos. We're in full chaos. And that is, it's such a pity. That's why I say that we're doing all these things to fulfill all righteousness. Some are even being done on our behalf, but I believe that majority of Nigerians enjoy a second slavery. They just follow anybody that they see. Just follow a group of people who want to leave Nigeria. Yes, yes, we're going. After that, look at what happened in the Niger Delta. Have the people benefited from the activism? No. Have the practitioners benefited? That's clear to you now. Yes, it's very clear to you. Getting security contracts and so on and so forth. The people are still languishing in poverty.
The story of Niger Delta is a pathetic one.
Pathetic one, but that's the story of Nigeria.
You don't want
to work again.
We just take one more story and we are done. Senate to FG introduce stamps to tackle food security or scarcity.
You see, there is no food scarcity. That's why I said we know the truth. We know what the problem is. This is a Senate. A Senate cannot confront the truth that is holding us down in this country. And now you want to introduce food stamps. There's no food scarcity. There's no money to buy the food. But good luck to you. If that's the way we think we want to go through it. One day, Nigerians will know the rights that they have to get rid of some of these people. If you don't like your senator's not doing the right thing, you start a motion legally to get him out of the place. But we all seem to enjoy the slavery. By the way, there's a list going around of those going to Qatar. In spite of the government's directive that they want to stop the leakages that's happening with government documents. I hope that list is not true. I hope that list is not true. If it is true, then it just supports the notion that I have, that the problem of Nigeria comes from one major point. The problem of Nigeria today, as constituted, comes from one major point. I haven't seen government disown that list. I haven't seen the government disown the list of those going with the president to Qatar. But it's funny that if you have a kid, you cannot get a nanny to look after him while you go to work. You have to take him to work every time.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it?
The parable of in the Bible, they say the parable of the sower. Yeah, the parable of the analyst.
Ah, okay. All right. But we have to go, though. We're out of time.
Today is a good day.
Yes. The Abume is next, right? At 9.
And it's dedicated to Edwin Igbokwe.
Ah, why?
Edwin Igbokwe is media. You know, he was MD of the Punch. And today is his birthday.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, I was inviting you because he's going to kill I don't know whether it's a goat, ram, or cow for the Yamala something.
Okay.
We would have gone, but this third Bin Laden Bridge would make
closure,
it
closure, yeah.
To cross the
so okay.
And I've taken you would have enjoyed yourself.
There's no need for
that. Happy birthday, Edwin Igbokwe.
All right, thank you so much. Okay.
All right.
It's back to Kofi now on the Morning Crossfire. Stay here, please.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.